Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Timmy time!
Bet your ass! Timmy! Timmy! Ah, he's a little
man with
a lot to learn. Woo-hoo. He's always having such a lot of fun, a lot of fun!
That song up one day, right? Make it a little more honest for everybody. But right now, I'm a little lamb with a lot to lose. All right. Ding dong.
I said big lamb.
I know. You're on my side. Right, not a lot of people are. Not a lot of people are. But yeah, you were. Hey, a strike is threatening the Long Beach Unified workers. Yeah, they're threatening to walk off the job. What's going on in Long Beach?
Employees at the Long Beach Unified School District say they are considering a strike this morning. That's if they don't get a raise.
What are we?
We are essential.
What are we?
We are essential.
Our dozens of workers held a protest last night after labor negotiations broke down. Employees say their salary hasn't increased since 2018.
Wow.
With a 7% raise. The district is also responding to their demands.
The money's there. Help us. We're in a bad economy right now. We need to be able to survive here.
That the district offered CSEA the same compensation package that we offered our teachers on April 13th of 2021. That included a 5% raise. That 5% raise was declined.
We believe that that was a fair amount.
Yeah, it sounds like a strike's coming. They offered them 5%. They want 7%. And I think they'll hold out.
Employees are saying, run me my coins. All right, the workers are also...
Wait, what?
Employees are saying, run me my coins.
Run me my coins. I like that.
Employees are saying, run me my coins. All right, the workers are also asking for $2,200 in hazard pay.
Wow.
In response, the district says it is offering a competitive compensation package.
Yeah, I don't know. Long Beach, it sounds like it's over. All right, got to move out of Long Beach. Too many strikes. Bad vibes, man. Bad vibes. All right, Amazon is in the news, right? They're going to buy themselves a brick and mortar.
Amazon getting into the brick and mortar fashion game. The company is opening a clothing store at Glendale's Americana at Brand later this year.
So this was Amazon's plan, I think, from the get-go. Put every store out of business and then take over their stores.
There's already an Amazon store at the Americana.
Is it really?
Yeah, I was there just a couple weeks ago.
What do they sell? Clothes?
No, I think it's they call it like their most popular stuff.
Oh, I've seen that. It's like all these things you've seen on TV.
Well, it's everything. I mean, because like the front, I didn't go in, but you can see in the front, they've got all little tchotchkes,
right.
Cards, and
blenders,
all that
stuff.
All kinds of stuff like that. Yeah.
I walked through that store and I'm like, man, I don't want any of this crap.
Yes!
Isn't that crazy?
That's what I thought, too. That's why I didn't go in there. I said, I don't want to go in there. Right. I can look in there anytime when I'm at home.
That's right. It's on the computer. Yeah. Right? No necessary.
Amazon getting into the brick-and-mortar fashion game. The company is opening a clothing store at Glendale's Americana at Brand later this year.
Wow.
Now, there's already an Amazon 4-star store there.
Yes.
You might have seen it.
Yeah, we've been in it.
Might have
but
seen
Amazon
it.
Style will be about 30,000 square feet and similar to a Kohl's. Shoppers will rely heavily on their smartphones. They'll scan a QR code on a display item, and then once in a fitting room with touchscreens, they can request different styles or sizes to be delivered.
All right.
I say a year and a half, and that's gone.
Really?
I'm giving it a year and a half.
Wow.
I don't know that anybody's going to want to go to Amazon to buy Amazon store to buy clothes.
Yeah.
Americana.
I don't know how much of Amazon's business is clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, right. And Americana, that's a high-end little shopping center there. I mean, when you got a Tesla store in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Nordstrom's.
It's interesting that he said like a Kohl's store because Kohl's is one of the locations where you can go for Amazon returns.
Yeah.
So they already have like a little, a foot in the door there. And I don't know that Kohl's is doing so hot. I heard rumors that they were thinking about shutting some down.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. I love Kohl's.
Maybe they're going to slide right into some of these closing stores.
All this crap I wear is from Kohl's. right? I go in there once every 5 years. I buy 9 shirts. It looks like every other guy. I look like every other guy in Burbank.
I thought it was CVS and Costco.
Well, I get my, you know, my winter clothes at CVS.
Oh.
But I get my summer clothes at Kohl's. And it's pretty embarrassing because I'm at the cleaners and occasionally I go, oh, they're my shirts. And the lady goes, oh, no, these are for a guy named Stevenson. I'm like, oh, but those are every one of those shirts I own. Every single one. And then it goes around again. Like, oh, there it is. No, those are is last name Breslin? Like, no, keep going. But man, every one of those is mine. I mean, I got every one of those. Same shirt, same size. And you know what I can't stand is, and every store does this. It's not just Kohl's. It's at Costco, it's at Macy's, at Nordstrom, wherever. But the average size of a waist of a male in the United States of America is 34.
Oh.
I'm a 34, right?
Wow.
And the inseam is 32. I'm a 32, right? So there's never any pants my size. They all get wiped out early.
Exactly right. That's my size.
Yeah. Oh, is that right? 34, 32?
Yep.
Okay. And you can't find anything.
Nope.
It's all, you know, size 68, you know, pants and right. a 22 inseam. Like, yep. Wow. Okay, it's like 5'2", 900 pounds. And then another thing, what size shoe do you wear, Croce?
Depending on the brand, 10 and a half.
All right. No, not to hang from your mirror, to put on your feet.
I'm sorry?
Oh, the little baby
booty.
Once
in a while, I get myself. That's great. Like once every 5 years. I wear a size 12. Thank you, Bella. I wear a size 12, and that's the average size of a male's foot.
A 12?
I never get shoes, and I never get pants.
See, I would have bet the average would have been right around my size because I can never find shoes my size.
In 10 and a half?
Yeah.
Ten
and a half, yep.
Yeah.
Never find shoes.
Do you check the kids department?
For tens?
Boom.
Yeah.
Another one.
Oh. Killing yourself. You're gonna hurt your arm doing that.
That's great. Oh, that's good. I just feel so horrible when I nail Crozier like that. He's such a good guy. But look, you got to save the sharpest knives for your best pals, right? Yeah, ding dong.
Aww.
What size shoe do you wear, Stefoosh?
11.
11?
Yeah.
All right.
So he's closer to average is what you're saying.
He's closer to me. Yeah, he's closer to
what
average.
What was Crozier's?
10.
10? 10 and a half?
Yeah, depending on the brand, but yeah.
Yeah.
But dress shoes, I can get like a 12 comfortable. It's weird.
Yeah, you got to go up with the dress shoes.
Yep.
So don't pinch those tootsies of
yours.
You're
12?
12, yeah.
Big boots.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. Big feet.
Big socks.
Lucky at cards. All right. Ding dong.
Lucky at cards. What is that?
I don't know. It's an old saying. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. Hey, Newsom is cracking down on these trains, right? He's come to L.A. to see the great train robbery of 1780. Or, I'm sorry, 2022. It's 2022 and we have train robberies. You know? It's like Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid time. There's train robberies in L.A. in 2022. Isn't that nutty? Right? Whole city's gone, is imploded on us. Let's find out what's going on here, though, with this governor of ours. And why is he picking up trash? He's the governor. The governor.
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seen and asking myself, what the hell is going on?
Yes. Tough language from this lad, huh?
I see what you see. I see what you've been covering. I see what everybody's seen and asking myself, what the hell is going on? I mean, look like a third world country.
1 week after
we don't use that term. Governor, we use developing country. We don't use third world down here.
I mean, look like a third world country.
We don't use that term, bub.
1 week after our video of the massive rail theft on the Union Pacific train tracks in East LA went viral, Governor Gavin Newsom announced a multi-agency task force to crack down on theft and clean up the tracks.
This is organized theft. They're organized groups of folks that move from site to site. When there's more attention, a bright light on one site, they move to the next site. A lot of these folks are arrested as if they're individuals that are not connected to the whole. and we need to change that.
Newsom joined Caltrans workers to clean up a section of the tracks littered with thousands of discarded boxes.
Wait, I think we can hold him in a second here.
To the hole.
All right, I get it. Okay. All right, he's talking about these train robberies here.
Newsom joined Caltrans workers to clean up a section of the tracks littered with thousands of discarded boxes. The governor says not only will patrols be beefed up, but CHP, the Sheriff's Department, and LAPD will work together with Union Pacific agents to increase intelligence and prevention. So far, he says 280 thieves have been arrested.
Wow, is that right?
80 thieves have been arrested.
283?
So far, he says 280 thieves have been arrested. Sources tell us crime on the rails spiked after Union Pacific laid off some of its police.
You know, she must be an old-fashioned gal, this reporter, because you don't use that, you don't hear that term much anymore. You know, that's like old school.
Yeah, or raised by older parents.
Yeah, thieves. Yeah. You know, oh, they're thieves.
So far, he says 280 thieves have been arrested.
Thieves, yeah, like calling them bums, right? Or vagabonds.
Hobos.
Yeah, hobos.
Sources tell us crime on the rails spiked after Union Pacific laid off some of its police force.
It's going to be a full-time effort going forward with UP for a 90-day to 100-day periods and to reevaluate it at that point.
Union Pacific says thefts are up more than 350% from October 2020 to October 2021.
That's a lot.
In a letter to the L.A. County DA's office, the railway blamed what it called the spiraling crisis on the DA's no cash bail policy, saying those arrested are often back on the tracks the next day.
It's not just arrest and walk away. You got to do the work and then present the case and see folks prosecuted and see their lives turned around.
But you know what I don't understand is, hey, is those packages did not just appear overnight. They've been there for months, and nobody dropped a dime on any of these guys.
Seems very weird.
Although they had 283 arrests, so somebody was, you know, the attention of that of the train robberies was on somebody's radar, but nobody was prosecuting these guys. That's outrageous, man. That's what you get, right? When you have no deterrence, you get the huge crime spike. But that's what a lot of people in L.A. voted for.
Well, and they said, in the story, she said they had, apparently they did have security that they had that they laid off. So they didn't have as much security there for themselves either. So it was a nice little combination of all of it. And like you said, Steve covered it, Gregory did, in December when it first kind of came about. We first started hearing about it. But then we didn't hear anything for like almost a month. And now it's like top of news almost all the time.
It's everywhere. It's, it was the top story this week twice on the cable stations. Twice.
Yeah.
There's nothing, you know, we're not condoning this behavior. There's nothing acceptable about this behavior.
And one of the things I keep hearing from community members and also local law enforcement is that it is just so easy to break into these cargo trains. So we are told that they will be trying to beef up both security around the tracks and also the actual cargo trains themselves. Newsom also saying today that all of our focus has been on the ports, but that this happening on these train tracks is also interrupting our supply chain.
How is it 2022 and it's easy to get into a container?
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many different ways to protect those containers.
Yep.
How about electrify them, you know? Then see how a few guys try to slide in there.
You know, when I worked warehouses way back in the day, the only thing, and I dealt with the post office because we did like bulk mail shipment stuff. And so I'd have to fill up those tractor trailers. And then when you close, you got to put on the little metal, almost like aluminum tin flexible seal that keeps that thing closed. It's not a lock. It's just to see that it's not been broken into.
Yeah, right.
There was no lock to lock the things up.
God, it's unbelievable.
And that was mail.
After 9/11, and I understand passengers are a little more important than packages. I get that.
Sure.
But after 9/11, the flimsiest doors in the world were the doors to the cockpit, the pilots. You know, you could literally sneeze and that door would pop open. And after 9/11, they reinforced those doors where you cannot get through there now. They could have done this with these containers, and they decided not to. So a lot of people are at fault here. And again, L.A. gets the black eye because everybody now looks at L.A. as a crime-ridden asshole that still has train robberies in 2022. Welcome to Los Angeles, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
KFI AM 640. All right. Ding dong. I know. All right. There's a pilot. She's only 19 years old, and she flew around the world. 28,000 miles, right? She's got to have wealthy parents. Kirsch and I were discussing that. Can't be poor and do that.
Yeah.
Got to have some dough.
Right now, I'm flying from Indonesia to Sri Lanka. It's a long water flight over the Indian Ocean. And about 4.5 hours in, I've got another 2 hours left to go.
When she left, somebody said, "Hey, you're like Amelia Earhart." And he's like, "No, I'm not. I'm not like Amelia Earhart at all." Right? God almighty. Did you ever read the Amelia Earhart story, young man? I'm not like that at all.
This morning, we want you to meet an impressive teenager who just made history. Just a short time ago, 19-year-old pilot Zara Rutherford completing a 5-month journey around the world.
Wait, 5 months, 155 days.
She's going to be joining us live in just a moment. But first, take a look at this epic trick. Zara Rutherford has flown her way into the record books. At 19 years old, she holds 2 world records, the youngest woman to fly solo around the world in a microlight aircraft. Today, over 5 months and 28,000 miles later, she's back to her start point in her home country, Belgium. Her journey taking her to 41 countries across 5 continents.
All right, let me back it up.
Today, over 5 months and 28,000 miles later.
Okay, 155 days. Let me do a quick math here. 155. She went 28,000 miles.
Carry the one.
28. She went 28,000 miles divided by 155. She did 180 miles a day.
I jog that.
You can ride a bike 180 miles a day. Easily. I mean, like without a sweat.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing 15 miles an hour, which you can easily do on a bike.
Yeah.
You can knock that out in, you know, 12 hours.
That's probably not far, not too much difference, say, from your place to San Diego. What's that, about 150?
Yeah, maybe.
150, something like that.
I don't know how far is, and let me see how far San Diego is. But it's about 3/4 of the way to Vegas, like going from here to Baker, right?
Yep.
Let's see. But it's literally a very short distance. That plane probably goes 175, 180 miles an hour.
So she was doing an hour a day.
What's this woman doing? Right.
And we're supposed to be impressed.
You know, I heard she got caught in winter weather, in Alaska, and she was there for a month. But from Burbank to
she was there for a month.
Yeah, I guess she got stung by some pretty bad snow.
Wow.
But from here to, it's 131 miles. Yeah, okay, so it's 50 miles further. It's like driving to San Diego and then driving back to Orange County.
Okay.
In one day, you can do that on a bicycle.
Yeah.
This is crazy, right? I mean, you would think that she wouldn't want anyone to know about how...
how long it took her, maybe?
How short a distance she went every day.
I did this thing. How long did you do it? Let's not get into details.
Yeah, right. She was here in L.A., though. A couple months ago, one of her stops was here in L.A.
Huh.
Yeah.
Today, over 5 months and 28,000 miles later, she's back to her start point in her home country, Belgium. Her journey taking her to 41 countries across 5 continents. She flew over oceans, deserts, glaciers, even an erupting volcano. We spoke to Zara at her halfway point. One of her inspirations, pioneering American pilot Amelia Earhart.
You don't want that. You got to read the Amelia Earhart story.
I want to be just like Amelia.
No, you don't.
It's only when I started this trip that I realized just how insane it is what she was doing. The bravery and courage required to go out there with
a map and a compass and try and fly around the world.
Out of her 71 takeoffs and landings, the most challenging, JFK Airport.
Came through the Hudson, kind of orbited the Statue of Liberty a few times, leaving again. It was these huge planes. It was like Boeing, Airbus, Boeing, and then my tiny little plane.
It may be tiny, but her ultralight aircraft is one of the fastest in the world, reaching speeds of up to 186 miles per hour.
Okay, she's flying in a plane that goes 186 miles an hour, and she averaged 180 miles a day. She averaged an hour a day.
I guess you got to take into account the month in Alaska, but even aside from that, that was 30 days of it.
I don't know. It still seems to be
I mean, she did have to cross the ocean at some point, didn't she?
Why would her parents let her do that? I mean, you're going to do it by yourself? I don't know.
And her plane? That's her plane?
Right. Yeah,
they said her plane is one of the fastest in the world. She has a plane that's one of the fastest in the world, and she's how old?
19. Yes. And I have not heard any environmentalists say, hey,
yeah,
how about these greenhouse gases? I understand if you're taking life-saving organs, like a heart or a kidney, to another country, but you're just flying.
A feel good story.
You're just flying because you like flying. Wasting all that fuel. Come on.
At altitudes of almost 14,000 feet,
you get to see the side of the planet that you would never get to see otherwise.
She wants to see the world from even further.
So the dream would be to become an astronaut.
Zara hoping her flight will encourage other young women to pursue their goals.
And we are so thrilled, Zara Rutherford, for joining us now.
Zara!
Congrats. Wow, what an accomplishment. So what did it feel like finally landing your plane this morning, stepping out on the tarmac, knowing that you broke this world record?
Okay. All right, we'll come back and see what she has to say. KFI AM 640. Conway Show. This 19-year-old flew around the planet 28,000 miles, 155 days. And she was on the Today Show. She's from Belgium. Let's find out what she had to say, right? Kind of interesting, huh?
And we are so thrilled, Zara Rutherford, for joining us now. Congrats. Wow. What an accomplishment. So what did it feel like finally landing your plane this morning, stepping out on the tarmac, knowing that you broke this world record?
I should be back in school. How dare you?
What?
This is all wrong.
Seems angry.
I shouldn't be up here.
What?
I should be back in school. You all come to us young people for hope.
What?
How dare you?
What's going on?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood.
Oh my God.
With your empty words. And yet, I'm one of the lucky ones.
When she gets so
people
pissed.
People are suffering. People are dying.
Oh, my God.
Zara, you're 19. You started flying this thing when you were 14 at an age that most teenagers in this country can't even drive. Here you are flying. What made you decide that this was something you wanted to try and pursue, this world record?
I should be back in school.
Oh, my God, again.
How dare you?
Huh.
This is all wrong.
Oh, my God.
Listen, you flew over mountains, deserts, oceans. I can't even imagine how breathtaking it was for you up there. What was it like for you to see the world from up in that little plane?
I should be back in school.
Oh, my God, again.
How dare you?
So angry.
This is all wrong.
What? What, you're flying around?
I shouldn't be up here.
What?
I should be back in school.
Ah, you said that.
It sounds like a dream, but I can't imagine that there weren't a lot of challenges along the way. What did you not expect, and when you were most fearful?
So one thing I wasn't expecting was to have to avoid North Korea. So at first, my routes took me quite far away from that the airspace. But because of COVID, I had to fly to South Korea from Russia. And suddenly North Korea becomes a problem. And that was really challenging. 6-hour flight over water.
Imagine that. Your 19-year-old's flying over North Korea. And what are the parents doing? Just having coffee? Maybe breakfast in bed back in Belgium? It's weird. It's weird.
When she was in Alaska, was she there by herself? Did her parents go out there?
Or I don't know.
I mean, she's there for a whole month.
Right. And she's 19.
Right. Who's watching her in Alaska?
I don't know.
Well, she's 19.
It seems strange.
There's a huge detour to try and avoid that like country. And then I got slightly close to a thunderstorm in Singapore, which was a
where?
Then I got slightly close to a thunderstorm in Singapore, which was a bit scary as well. But yeah.
What was another problem? I had two Russian jets follow me for about 300 miles. They locked radar on me and threatened to shoot me down. And what were your parents doing? They were collecting flowers in the backyard, and my mom made tea for my dad. Oh, okay.
They were selling seashells by the seashore.
Hey, Zara, I mean, now that you've broken this world record, you've flown around the world, what do you do next? How do you top this?
I should be back in school.
Oh, my God. Again with this.
You.
Oh, my God.
This is all wrong.
What? You volunteered.
I shouldn't be up here.
You volunteered.
I should be back in school.
School? What the hell?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, I guess not.
Oh, did we lose you?
Just keep smiling.
Oh, just keep smiling. I have a feeling Zara's going to be smiling for a long time.
That's so sweet. It's like either mom or somebody.
The next thing she's going to be doing is actually more pragmatic, flying her brother back to school.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Cool.
That was her mom, by the way.
They'll be going back to school.
Flying her brother back to school.
Back to school.
Yeah, Zara, thank you so much.
I was saying, you know who's smiling too? Her mother and her family. I can't even imagine. Wow. But then I was trying to imagine. I mean, look, she's been flying since she was little. And I think she was in a 6 years old or whatever. But putting
her dad wants to put her in a submarine. to go around the world via North Korea and Russia.
Wants to send her down the Mariana Trench.
God. They're trying to off this kid. What's wrong with these parents? I'm 19 years old. You know, most kids aren't even moved out by 19. She's flying around the world by herself. How do you go to bed at night? You know, like, hi, Jen, I head upstairs. Should we check in with Soph? Nah, she's the last time I saw her on the map, she was with North Korea. She'll be fine. I got an early day tomorrow. God almighty. It really is amazing, right? And then so angry this kid is, right?
I should be back in school.
I should be in school.
How dare you?
How dare you ask me questions about my trip?
This is all wrong.
Hey, you did it on your own.
I shouldn't be up here.
Well, then get the hell off stage.
I should be back in school.
Then go to school.
Can you hear us?
I guess not. All right. That's wild, though. Flying around the entire world. 28,000 miles. 28,000 miles. Pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. All right, what's the luckiest place on Earth? Maybe it's Belgium.
If you need a little luck to carry you throughout the new year, consider a trip to the Hoover Dam. According to PsychicWorld.com, it ranked in the top 10 list of places in the world that could bring you good luck and good fortune. Other locations include the Charging Bull statue in New York's Financial District, Blarney Castle in Ireland, the Trevi Fountain in Rome, and the Hagia Sophia Mosque in Istanbul. Well, we just need to go 20 minutes to get to the Hoover Dam, so I think we'll all take that option.
A dumb story.
I love the source, Psychic World.
Yeah. Right, and I've been to the Hoover Dam, and I drove back to Vegas, and I got killed, right? It's not the greatest, luckiest place in the world. Because I was there with my daughter and my wife, and my daughter's young. She was like 4. So my job was to entertain her during the day. While my wife gambled, and then at night, I get to go gamble while my wife takes care of her. So I took her to the Hoover Dam one day. We spent a couple hours there, took the tour and everything.
Did you feel the luck?
Nope. Went right back to Vegas and got killed. Wiped out. Completely wiped out.
Why would Hoover Dam be a place for good luck?
I mean, didn't multiple
people die building the thing?
Yeah, and people are constantly jumping off it, too.
Are they?
Yeah, it's a big suicide place.
I didn't know that.
I felt like doing it after I got killed in Vegas.
I'm going to go back.
Yeah, I'm going back to the Hoover Dam. Well, you're just going alone? Yeah, I just want to see it again. I saw it yesterday, but I want to check it out again.
I want to see it in the dark.
Yeah, right. I want to see it at 2 a.m. when I'm buzzed, when I slide back up there. All right, very good. And then we also have, we talked about Amazon before. We're getting a lot of reaction on that Amazon thing. People are saying that you're right. Amazon wiped out a lot of stores so they can now open their own store. I think that's what was going on. Also, USC frats are under a lot of pressure, man. There's a lot of people that don't think they should be around anymore.
University of Southern California is allowing fraternity parties to resume, but under strict new rules. Frats can now throw parties only if they have security guards stationed at stairs or hallways leading to the bedrooms. Also,
what?
At stairs or hallways leading only if they have security guards stationed at stairs or hallways leading to the bedrooms. Also, all members must go through mandatory sexual violence prevention training. These changes come into response to a number of sexual assault and drugging allegations. The rules come as fraternities begin spring recruitment.
There you go. All right.
So what? So security guards are going to sit there at the bottom of the stairs or end up hallways or whatever, and all the other stuff that goes on
in a
fraternity party. Yeah.
Yeah. Seems
that
odd.
Seems a little bit weird. Oh, and by the way, I was once told by a fraternity guy that never call a fraternity a frat.
Yeah. And you know why? Because you never abbreviate. You know, like the United States is a huge country.
Yeah.
You never abbreviate that.
Right.
Look at this Bellio.
Dancing.
She's looking at me like somebody just canceled her Peloton.
Squeaked one out there.
All right. Yeah. Robin's like, I'm so happy to have this guy here. We're live on KFI AM 640.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.